The Bible teaches us what not to do. God's word also teaches us what to do. Now, some believe this is enough to do.
I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own.
We are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain. We are all joined together as one American family. And your suffering is our burden also.
Our thoughts and prayers are not enough. It's not enough. It does not capture the heartache and grief and anger that we should feel. And it does nothing to prevent this carnage from being inflicted someplace else in America.
Perhaps now America would wake up to the dimensions of this challenge if it could happen in a place like Littleton, and we could prevent anything like this from happening again. We must do more to reach out to our children and teach them to express their anger and to resolve their conflicts with words, not weapons.
Schools should be places of safety and sanctuary in learning. When that sanctuary is violated, the impact is felt in every American classroom and every American community. And we ask a loving God to comfort those who are suffering today.
It's not. While we express grief through our hearts and souls, the absence of any action makes that expression, quite frankly, meaningless. We learn in James chapter 2, verse 20, "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Throughout the Bible, there are many lessons about how we need to care for and protect the innocent. It's our duty as their caretakers and teachers. Our duty is defined by Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." In John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus declares, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Romans 12:9, adds to our guidance, "Let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." And in Mark chapter 7, verse 27, Jesus gives us direction on our priorities. "But Jesus said to her, let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." The colors of America are red, white, and blue. We know that very well. This past week, that red has spread more as innocent blood was shed. The blame for that shedding lies with those in the immediate, as well as in the prior days, prior months, years, who just expressed those thoughts and prayers. Will you be someone to blame in the future? Will this past week be another short interruption to your happiness and comfort that will quickly diminish and vanish? Who needs to take action to end the loss of the innocent? You. Let's go back to James, this time James chapter 1, verse 25, where we read, "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." Who you vote for, what you demand of them, what role you play in your child's life, what role you play in the community around them, the all rest with you. We've been here before. How many more times do we need to be here? How many more times will we be here? That's up to you. My hope today is that at least something that was said is going to motivate you to hold on to the sadness, the anger, the expectations for those who we call elected leaders, what you have of them, and that this is just not going to fade away. We can't lose any more of our children. Not this way. Not anyway. And knowing that we can make the difference to stop this loss, that has to be empowering. No way can it be a burden. Thanks for listening.